If you go overseas, you'll find a stranger play. You won't see raving hopscotch sketching little boys. Drawing boxes on the street, making it look so neat, writing the R word. Rationality, rationality. But who keeps the rations, man? Who gives it to us in a can? Who writes liberty on the milk carton? Starting to see your free market ain't free. Calling it milk, but you can taste the piss. Thought that it would be bliss, man. Thought that it would be bliss, man. Libertarians. Yes. Libertarians eat liberty for breakfast. Swallow in the words of peace. Let it simmer, let it rot, without giving the chance to grow all the flowers. It can give life powers to. That's a reference to composting, by the way. Libertarians. Libertarians. Ah. Eat liberty for breakfast, but only in the USA. Yes, you are just a boy, never taught beyond your toy. The world is yours to hold. Why give power to one not so bold? You know what makes a person old? Being scorned and being scolded. I'm sure you know the pain I hold. It's written there deep in your soul. You scream, we scream and scream and scream as you keep being greedy and greedy and greedy. I swap those two lines. What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
More regulation.
Emotional education.
End the war.
Libertarianism.
On drugs. Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelow, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
All right, everybody. This is the final episode of What Would Save the World on season 4 of Radio Free Brooklyn. But it's season 2 for me. It's in a season 2, so I'm going into my third season here. And I think, you know, I've gotten a little better at doing this show. I've gotten a little less serious. I've gotten a little bit more radical. I've gotten a little bit more bitchy. Clearly, I have a lot of emotional problems. And, yeah, you listen to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'm here with my friend Christian.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about, you know, how the past 6 months and this season and of What Would Save the World and the world in general have been pretty goddamn fucking awful.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, there's been some pretty awful things. You know, there's a lot of resistance going on, and we have a really amazing event coming up tonight. This is, you know, this is not a live show, even though we recorded yesterday, so I'm just saying that for Christians, you know, so Christian can understand what the fuck I'm talking about, but it is.
Yeah, we have a resistance party fundraiser at Silent Barn. Starts at 8:30 for those arrested at J20 and the group Hoods for Justice.
Hoods for Justice is an anti-colonialist activist group. So we're trying to decolonize bitches. So we got performances by Octavia Leona Koner. She's going to be reading some creative revolutionary writing stuff. We got Prince Akeem, who's a great rapper. We got Caribou Vague, who's going to probably do some sort of movements thing, probably some drag type stuff. We got Henry Black, who's a great like Bob Dylan style musician. And then I'm hosting it, and we also got the new edition Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost. They're a musical duo, so that's gonna be a resistance party. But you know, I'm pretty much starting to give up on radicalism of all kinds. I'm thinking, you know, maybe the answer to what would save the world is that you can't save the world. Christian, why don't you tell me about some of the fucked up things going on in the world today?
Well, I mean, isn't it sad that the world is just turning more socialist and communist every day, which leads to Marxism?
It leads to Marxism, and don't you know that Marx was a racist?
Yeah, and I mean, like...
And Marx was a racist, man.
It's tyranny.
It's absolute tyranny. I mean, like, Marx was a fucking racist, and, like, all these fucking little, like, white kids who were calling me a racist want to back Marx. I mean, like, what the fuck, man? Like, Don't you know that you need some sort of authoritarianism to get people are just not, people don't want to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. That's really what's going on right now.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the real racism is reverse racism and, you know, racism against white people is out of control.
Yeah, it's out of control.
And it's just so it's collectivism.
It's like, here we go. This is, like, exactly what happened to black people, but now it's happening to white people.
Exactly. It's white genocide.
Even though no one's enslaving us or anything.
Yeah, and, like, you know, we can't go for, like, rights for different groups. We have to believe in rights for everyone because it's all the same thing. And it's just so sad that an individualist libertarian country like America would just become so communist.
Yeah, I mean, like, and come on, you can't call me, say that I'm not a feminist when I've read every single book by Ayn Rand.
Yeah, I mean, she was a woman, wasn't she?
She was a woman. She was a woman.
And she believed in,
my wife.
Yeah, I mean, she believed in, like, private property ownership for everyone, and that includes women, and we're not going on, you know, minority rights, we're going on just rights, so isn't that feminist?
Wait, what's feminist? What do you mean? Is it feminist to fuck your wife? I think it's pretty feminist
to
fuck
my wife.
Yeah, because,
like, she likes it, so it's feminist, right?
What?
If she likes it, it's feminist, right?
Yeah, she likes it, it's feminist.
And I like it, so it's gotta be, like... But is feminism even American?
Are feminists even American? Feminists are not American because they're female supremacists. They're not... What they want to do is they want to become men. There are a bunch of women who, like, wish they were men. But the truth is, you can't become a man, man.
Yeah, because, like, there's some... It's like biology, right?
Yeah, it's like... It's
science.
Biology. It's biology... And it's science, and, like, gender's a social construct. And I was talking to this bitch the other day on Facebook, and she was like, well, in certain societies, you know, there are women who, I mean, in certain societies, they've had as many as 5 genders. I'm like, okay, fine, but, like...
Yeah, but those are collectivist countries. That's not America.
But they're like, but gender's not a socialist construct. And I was like, but, like, there's only 2. And they were like, yeah, but there were 5 in this social group. So, like, I just don't understand how that makes it a social construct.
Does social group mean socialist group?
It probably means socialist group.
Well, we can't be socialists.
We can't be socialists. It's fucking, yeah. By the way, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is me and Christian, and we're converting to libertarianism. And we're going to play some fucking Henry Black to promote our show on Wednesday. We're going to help those fucking Antifa people because because we're not racist. Yeah.
I mean, we'll show them, like, the value of money.
Yeah, we'll show them the value of money.
We're going to help anti-capitalists with capitalism, and then they're going to become just like us because they'll see that we're right.
Yeah,
and we'll give them Ron Paul's Liberty Defined, and they'll see what real liberty actually means.
Yeah, Ron Paul's the best. I love Ron Paul. Ron Paul, Ron Paul.
Yeah, shouldn't Ron Paul be, like, president of the U.S. forever?
I mean...
Isn't that, like, the perfect example of anarchy? Because you don't have to elect anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we don't have to elect anybody, but, like, I just don't understand how Ron Paul being the president forever is a good thing. I mean, I don't know, like, how much is he going to get to regulate?
No, he wouldn't regulate anything, because, I mean, the market will regulate itself. And the capitalists are such nice people,
yeah,
they want to make money for the good of everyone else.
Because of NAP.
Yeah, you can't ever break, like, the NAP.
You can never break the NAP. For those of you not familiar with classical libertarianism... classical American libertarianism, because, you know, libertarian is just like the metric system. You know, like, everywhere else it pretty much means socialism, but here it means, like, extreme Randian capitalism.
Yeah, because we're the only country that goes on, like, actual freedom, so...
Yeah, we're the only country that goes actual
freedom.
We get
to define what it actually means. Those other countries are wrong. Like, they never had the real definition down until America fixed it for them.
Yeah, and we're the only country that measures things properly, too. Anyway, we're going to play some Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by Henry Black. They're going to be playing at the Resistance Fundraiser tonight. Tonight at Silent Barn, which is at 603 Bushwick Avenue. We're going to play Henry Black. It's called Smoke Gets in Your Eye, which is just about, like, how fucking communists and Marxists get in your eyes at these fucking protests. Here we go.
Takes you to the water, and she's folding up her raincoat that she gave. brighter day. Back when the water wasn't quite as blue. And she tells you that she needs you, like the last one on the earth. And she tells you not to leave her, 'cause the earth is turning colder around you.
I'm not a racist, matter.
And that's just what she told you. So that's just what you're thinking all the time. You take her words as facts, you know. But sometimes the smoke gets in your eyes. And you take her words to Warren. You don't know who to trust, so you wander to the looking glass to see what's waiting in the wings for you. You see, she's just a girl who has no place to go, so she gives you what she has and never asks for nothing less and nothing more. She's just a lonely lyric in a verse with no direction, thought, or rhyme. You ash your lucky cigarette. You're waiting for your train to come on time. You stop to wonder, but you know that sometimes the smoke gets in.
Alrighty then, that was Henry Black, Smoke Is In Your Eyes. And I just feel like we need to talk a little bit more about the way the song that was playing behind us before, that was a song called Birds Outside My Window that was by William Mulsom. He also does the intro music for my show. It's on soundcloud.com/William Mulsom. And now we're going to play background music called FDR, Are You Ready to Rock? By Brian Benelli. It's a music that's based on...
Life's gonna be loud. Heartbeats under cold.
Oh, fuck. Wait, what's happening? What's happening right now? I know what that was. That was fucking, like, Father John Misty playing on Henry Black's thing, because Henry Black only posts one of his own songs on his fucking thing, and then posts... Henry Black, go fuck yourself. Alright, so this is called FDR, You Ready to Rock? This is by Brian Benelli. It's about the presidents, which means it's about Ron Paul, every single one. So let's talk a little bit about NAP, Christian. Tell me about NAP. What's NAP?
Well, I mean, it's nonviolence, and, like, people who really believe in liberty and believe in, like, anarchy believe in nonviolence, and, the like, that you can't ever, like, destroy property, because property is the most important thing in the world. Like,
yeah, property. Property is what,
like
creates
if it comes between you and your mic, like, what do you think is more important?
Well, what I think is, like, I think that, like, if you get a building and a building together, that's what makes a baby. Because what kind of idiot's going to have a baby without a building?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you need to defend property as, like, the utmost sacred principle in society.
Yeah, and, NAP stands for non-aggression principle. So, basically, never break the NAP. Never wake up from your nap.
Yeah, I mean, look at all these commies. Like, their problem is they don't see. They're always getting in trouble because they break the NAP.
Yeah, they break the NAP. They woke up. Never get out of the NAP. Never get up.
Yeah, no, because if you never get up, you're never going to, like, get in trouble.
Pull yourselves up by your bootstraps.
Seriously, like, self-sufficiency.
Yeah, self-sufficiency and efficiency.
Self-sufficiency means, like, it's good, like, you have to work and have someone pay you for stuff that you're doing.
Otherwise, voluntarily, though.
You're a communist. Yeah, no, it is. It's natural order, and it's like...
The natural order is that you will volunteer to work or you will die.
Look at all these beautiful things, like, around us that capitalism gave us, but... We've never had real capitalism,
yeah, like,
so people blame it on capitalism. I mean, What, does that make any sense?
Let's talk about some things that capitalism gave us. They gave us condoms. They gave us PBR. They gave us guns. Maybe they gave us
bullets to put in the guns.
Wait, did we have guns before capitalism?
No, capitalism gave us everything we have.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
But then we never had real capitalism, so they tried to ban guns.
We never had real capitalism. See, here's the thing. These, like, anarcho, like, lefties, like, they don't seem to understand is that, like, we, the libertarians, are, like, the real anarchists.
Yeah.
Like, anarcho free, it's a free market, man. Like, the free market. Like,
real anarchists believe in the free market and nonviolence. Yeah, we're going to overthrow the government with nonviolence and peace and, you know.
Yeah, nonviolence and peace. We're not going to overthrow the government. We're just going to make them stop regulating stuff because we're going to get either Gary Johnson or Ron Paul in office. Because, like, we still could get Ron Paul in office.
Yeah.
Ron Paul.
Yeah. And
Ron Paul.
What about Rand Paul?
Rand Paul has the he's named after the, like, the perfect girl for me. I would totally bone Ayn Rand, like I do in my sleep all the time.
See, we believe in feminism.
Yeah, I believe in feminism. Like, I want Ayn Rand to come.
We believe in individualist feminism.
I believe in individualist feminism. So, like, yeah, and, like, see, here's the thing. Like, all these fucking commies, like, they're not real anarchists because they're, like, because they get arrested. They don't respect the police as workers also. Like, they're not, police
are just trying to feed their families.
Yeah, the police are just trying to feed their families. They're individuals,
too. A lot of cops
too.
Are libertarians, did you know that?
Yeah, a lot of cops are libertarians.
They believe in free markets and private property and all
they're
these
revolutionaries,
things.
Man.
Yeah,
the police are revolutionaries.
They actually can be.
That's fun to say, man. The NYPD is revolutionary. Yo, I want to get that tattooed to my dick. But yeah, like, these fucking... Something I've realized is, like, libertarians, we're, like, the most radical version of a moderate. Because, like, if you look at us, like, you realize that, like, you go too far on the left, you can go too far on the right, you just get anti-Semitism.
And you get communism.
You get communism if you go either way, and then you get anti-Semitism. And, you know, here's the thing, like... I got some feelings about the Jews.
But, I mean... Those Rothschilds, though.
Yeah, those Rothschilds. They're a problem. Yeah. It's fucking reptilians.
And all those, like, heads of the Federal Reserve.
Fucking Federal Reserve. And the Feds.
And the Fed.
Yo.
That would fix all our problems. The world would be a much better place. We just have to end the Fed, and that's it.
Yeah, we gotta end the Feds, man. We gotta end the Feds, but...
Like, do you know that the Fed is a private banking cartel?
Yeah, explain the Feds to everybody. Explain the Feds. Explain the repressive... Just explain it.
This is really emotionally damaging to talk about the Fed. Okay, but I mean, the Fed
is these fucking little SJWs think they got PTSD.
What about us having to deal with the Federal Reserve
regulating
our money?
Yeah, it's only libertarians paying attention to that.
The Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel that just doesn't let capitalism function and turns it into socialism. And they print socialist dollars that we have to use.
Yo, I found, like, the most epic rant about it.
And they're part of the Illuminati.
This was an Occupy Wall Street thing. This is before the commies took over the right. I mean, took over the fucking protests.
I mean, Occupy was a Ron Paul movement.
I know it was.
Our voices are heard at the local level. We can make differences. A whole continent wide cannot control a federal government with a banking system that prints money like it's paper. You can't even call it money anymore.
Is it not
gold
paper?
Gold is money. Silver is money. Green dollars are not money. They're using inflation as a hidden tax to fuck the people. Prices go up. Do your wages go up? No. My wages didn't go up, but prices went up. Gas goes up. Milk goes up. Trains go up. How am I supposed to live? And this is all because our government prints too much money, starts too much wars, so they can sell their tanks, their guns, their missiles. Because that's all America exports. It's guns, missiles, and tanks. That's it. We need to bring production back to America.
This motherfucker voted for Trump.
And the fractional banking system. When you invest $100 in a bank, they multiply that by 9 and they send it out 9 different ways.
Donald Trump is a real libertarian president.
So I'm going to deviate.
Make it 9 times.
I'm going to deviate from my libertarian character for a minute and go back to being two for a minute. Because, like, so here's the thing. Like, he, like, totally has a point. Like, I hear what he's saying. It's a problem in the experts, but he's not getting at the root of the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's hear. So this is Christian. I've wanted to have Christian on the show forever. We pretended to be libertarians for a little bit. Maybe we'll convert to them later, but, like, we'll go back in a minute. But I want to hear, Christian, like, can you used to be a libertarian,
yes,
right? Okay,
I
so
did.
Please talk to me about that. I'm so curious about this.
I mean, like, a lot of people, and I think it happens a lot with other people too, like, you don't really know anything and you come from a conservative background and you want to rebel against it,
mm-hmm.
but you're so used to hearing all your life that the left is the Democrats and the Democrats are bad, I mean, which they are in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they're both bad. The Demo-
yeah.
I still think that the Democrats are, like, slightly better than the Republicans, but I don't think...
Rhetorically.
I mean, in the sense that, like... Here's the thing. Like, I feel like if we're going to have the system we have, which I don't agree with, like, I'd prefer we have, like, free healthcare and, like, Planned Parenthood and all that shit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's a counterpoint to that, too. But, like, I'll finish with the libertarian
okay,
stuff.
Okay.
So, like, you know, you want to sort of be anti-establishment because you realize that a lot of this traditional conservatism and such is, you know, is harmful. But you can't bring yourself to look at things that might be turned as leftist because then you're a socialist. It's like, oh, look at this guy, Ron Paul. He's against the state and he's against the wars. And he's conservative, so I guess that's the real conservatism and that's good. And people just run with that. So, like, I really was anti-state. I was, you know, never for a lot of these repressive policies, but I didn't understand how capitalism works hand-in-hand with it. And
how, like, the state upholds the businesses.
Exactly. You know, once I figured out that analysis, that's when I started to see the validity of those ideas, and I started to learn that libertarianism actually was a fake ideology funded by the very same, you know, bankers and rich people that they criticize to repopularize unregulated capitalist ideology that was very unpopular.
And unregulated capitalist ideology, the largest problem I see with it is it would really fuck the environment in a big way. But my question for you really is, though, so I want to know, so what is your argument against, like, the state giving these free programs? Like, I understand that, like, those free programs end up having people sort of, like, in debt to the system.
Yeah.
And causes them to rely on the system. But, like, if there are programs that we could guarantee that they would stay in place, what's the problem with that?
Well, I mean, the way I see it is they're around now. I would never shame anybody for using them for survival or to buy themselves some time. But, like, my criticism of it as a system is that a lot of these social programs were put in to quell the militant labor movement. So they figured out that if you give people just enough to survive, they'll be okay with that. But if you let people die, they'll revolt. So because of this, people have never really strived for better,
like,
for
keep
more.
Keep us kind of submissive.
Exactly.
I hear that.
Like, you know, like the EBT program was based on the Black Panthers' free lunches.
Yeah, and now they're trying to take away the free school lunches.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these things can be done at the grassroots level by individuals and by collectives, you know, free people.
I really think we got to get back into some Black Panther shit. Everybody who's listening to this right now, you should read more about
The Black Panther program.
But anyway, I think we could switch back to being libertarians for a minute. But I felt like that guy, though, like, is not getting at the root of the problem. And who showed me this was, like, this is just, like, such, like, white boy worship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is such, like, a, oh, my God, he's so passionate. I'm going to go jack off to it now. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, and I've, like, rarely, see, I've met lady libertarians, but they're, like, smart. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of lady libertarians are not what I mean. I met libertarians that I think, like, actually, like, I kind of get what they're saying.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, libertarians that I call bro libertarians or libra-arians. Like, libra-arians, like, where they're, like, and I got this from trying to say it, like, that guy in South Park was, like, planetariums, but I said libra-arians, and people around me were like, oh, my God, did you really just say libra-arians? So, like, fucking white boy fuckers. Let's play more of this epic rant because it's fucking hilarious. So we're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're doing it. We're doing the episode today is, can we actually save the world? Should we just become libertarians? So we're gonna go back to our libertarian characters. Here we go.
That's fake money that they printed out of thin air. Fiat money. It's a fiat currency.
Ones and zeros.
1913, this country died. When we adopted the central bank, and we got rid of sound money. We used to be
what happened in 1913? It became communist.
We became a communist country.
Our dollars with gold.
The Soviet Union
we
won out.
Do that anymore. No, what's the price of gold now? Almost $2,000. It's gone up $600 an ounce this year.
It's gonna keep rising.
And it's gonna keep rising.
Yeah, we need gold, man. Gold's just as much is just as important as food and water, man.
Yeah, and we need privatized roads paid for by gold.
Exactly, we should privatize everything. Nothing is a right.
Even the water and the air.
Yeah, we should pay for the air, man. Pay to breathe.
Is another
for breathing tax.
No, not taxation, because taxation is theft.
Yeah, true. To pay for it, though.
Private fees. That's not like taxes at all.
Yeah,
up, who bails me out? No one. Why should Goldman Sachs get bailed out?
Yeah.
$700 billion.
Well, Goldman Sachs pulls themselves up. Why aren't you working for Goldman Sachs? You could too, man. This is an equal opportunity nation.
You're going to drain. There's not going to be a middle class in 10 years. And the Federal Reserve.
The middle class is very revolutionary.
And the fractional banking system.
And the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul and the war.
Ron Paul.
Stop with the banks printing money. Printing it, debasing our currencies, driving up our prices. We don't need any more money in our economy. We got plenty in debt.
No.
And the Fed. And the fractional reserve system. And the wars. Get corporations.
Oh man, this is getting me so turned on.
Out of our politics.
And corporate personhood.
Wait, but corporations are people.
Corporations are individuals, man.
A majority of the wealth.
But it's okay, free speech.
Wall Street. They know when the market's gonna go up. They know when the market's gonna go down. And they all make money while we all lose money. How is that fair?
Maybe you're not working hard enough.
Trillions of derivatives. They want bailouts.
Like, I understand, like, that he's upset about them not using the gold standard. Like, that is super offensive.
But he's still a socialist. He doesn't want to work. Why is he there protesting instead of getting a job?
Yeah, why isn't he, like, getting a job so he can change the Fed? He could end the Fed.
Exactly.
He should work and be like Ron Paul.
And, like, all those people there who are saying vote Ron Paul, why are they just being lazy and protesting?
Why aren't they working on his campaign?
That's the real question.
That's the real...
Ron Paul would have won if those guys would have worked for him.
If we lose America, we have nowhere else to run for freedom. There is no country.
Yeah, he's right about that. America's the only free country. We gotta
make America. We gotta restore America.
We gotta pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and restore America.
Restore America now.
To run.
So everybody, you should really go look up this this video. It's called.
The elite.
1% will continue to get rich as we all live like slaves. If you think the way of life is bad,
yeah,
now,
a little white boy screaming, he knows all about slavery.
Like
he does. Have you ever heard of white slavery? That's a new thing.
Tell me about it, man.
The state is making white people slaves so that they have to pay money to give to like minorities and people that don't work. Isn't that horrible?
Yo, we need to start an affirmative reaction.
To debase our currency. We need to end the Federal Reserve. We need to get lobbyists, Goldman Sachs, George Soros, Merrill Lynch.
Lobbying for Ron Paul, bitch.
Why should they be allowed to throw millions at politics?
So if you're looking for this video, it's called Epic Rant Real Occupy Wall Street Protester and the Fed. And you all should go watch this, and you should look at the people walking around in the back and their reactions to this guy. That's probably the best part of this whole video. I'm too again. What do you think my libertarian name should be? Should my libertarian name be Madeline? Or should it be Mad-tius?
I like Madeline.
Madeline? But am I a guy named Madeline? I feel like I'm a man.
Up to you.
That's ridiculous. They took money out of all of your pockets instead of buying that car you wanted, those shoes you wanted.
Dude, this is still based on car and your shoes.
The complaints are still based on a sort of like toxic individualism.
Yeah, it's still like rip up the root, bitch.
It's like you have stuff, so I want stuff. It's like
yeah, it's based on bouginess.
Yeah, exactly.
The federal government is here for to keep our borders safe.
Oh my god.
Everything else should be on the state level. If you don't like the policy,
see,
one
these people
state,
also want to abolish every aspect of government except for the most oppressive parts of it, like borders and police and courts and the military.
The police are a social program paid for by the rich, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's the most ridiculous part.
Exactly. No, that. Funny enough, it's true. I mean, they're. Yeah, no, this is true. But they want to privatize the police a lot of times.
I mean,
although those
in
might
some
be
ways,
the
I'm kind of, like, down with, like, a private police, but not, like, the police. Do you know
community
what I'm saying?
Defense force.
Yeah, like, I'm down with the private community defense force. And actually, like, that's something I said once, and people got really freaked out by it. Like, if some of the police left the police state with the police system, or and decided to join, like, a private protection neighborhood squad where it was actually about protecting the general public rather than enforcing or, like, meeting quotas, would that be so bad?
I mean, not necessarily, but I do think there's a problem when people from somewhere else just come in and say, okay, now we're going to take care of your neighborhood.
Oh, no, they would have to do it in their own neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that happened naturally as part of, like, not natural order that ANCAPs talk about, but, like, an actual natural order. Where people in a community just take up, you know, whatever role they're good at for the good of the whole system they have.
And I used to live, as some of you know, on a commune. And in the commune, like, people do take on different roles. And everybody's getting, I mean, of course there are always going to be fucking lazy people. But they really didn't make it, like, that bad, you know. There's some people who are kind of like freeloaders everywhere. But enough people want to contribute that it happens. You know, if people want to contribute, it's going to be okay. And I think people generally do want to contribute. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think that they do. But now we're sounding a little anarchist and nice again. A little nice, but libertarian. So, but let's play how Ron Paul explains why he's not a racist. This is pretty
not
fun.
That's a good one.
Rosa Parks is one of my heroes. Martin Luther King is a hero.
Wait, hold on. Can we start this over?
Not a racist. Matter of fact, Rosa Parks is one of my heroes. Martin Luther King is a hero because they practice the libertarian principle of civil disobedience, nonviolence. Libertarians are incapable of being a racist because racism is a collectivist idea. You see people in groups. A civil libertarian like myself, see, everybody is an important individual. It's not the color of their skin that is important, as Martin Luther King said. What is important is the character of the individual. You know what is really interesting, though, and this might be behind this, because I, as a Republican candidate, probably am getting the most number of black votes and black supporters, and now that has to be undermined. And I do this because I attack two wars that blacks are suffering from. One, the war overseas. In all wars, minorities suffer the most, so they join me in this position I have against the war in Iraq. And what about the war on drugs? What other candidate will stand up and fight in the can and say, I would pardon all blacks, all whites, everybody who are convicted for nonviolent drug acts and drug crimes. And this is where the real discrimination is. Let me finish this, because I got to get my message back, because you put the other message out. Now, if you want to look for discrimination, it's in the judicial system. 14% of the inner city blacks commit drug crime. 67% of blacks are in prison. That's discrimination. That's the judicial code that I am attacking, and that is not racism. What I defend is the principle of libertarianism, where we never see people who belong to a group, and every individual is defended and protected because they're important in the individual, not because of their color of skin, but of their character. So I am the anti-racist, because I am the only candidate, Republican or Democrat, who would protect the minority against these vicious drug laws.
All right, well, that's a pretty good point. The drug thing is good, but he sounds a little ridiculous with the blacks.
Yeah, I mean, if you ignore the way he's saying it, the content of what he's saying is really not anything I disagree with. I mean, however, like, the thing with Ron Paul is that he says stuff like this, and then he goes and hangs out with Richard Spencer in the League of the South.
Does he hang out with Richard Spencer?
Yeah, Richard Spencer had introduced him at some private conferences and such. During the 2012 campaign.
Yo, fuck Richard Spencer.
And, I mean, he hangs out with the League of the South. He hangs out with the John Birch Society. He's been, like, the keynote speaker of theirs multiple times. There's a lot of connections with, like, the same groups that are now forming the ideological base of the alt-right.
Like, the white nationalism.
And
then this whole individual thing. It's like, in the eyes of the state, no one's an individual.
Exactly.
And that's the problem, but, like...
And he still believes in a state. He's actually very pro-state. It just is a little bit different than the large federal government that we have nowadays.
Yeah, I feel like libertarians are, like, the perfect example of like white boy anarchists. Like libertarians seem to be this like very like hashtag yes all men thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I have these two guys that I want to play for you. It's a song called Yes All Men. If I can find it, if I can find it on here.
Some of them have potential to turn in a good way, and then but they can also turn in a very bad way.
Yeah, they've been.
They'll either go anarchist or alt right.
Yeah, they're anarchist or alt right. Here we go. Okay, so this is called this song is called Yes All Men. I just feel like libertarianism like has a tendency to go towards like that red pill shit.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that is the red pill, the Matrix, was written by two trans women. Because yeah. Who could understand what it's like to live in a bizarre in like society that doesn't let you be yourself.
Exactly.
More than a trans woman. But here is Yes All. We're gonna play the song Yes All Men. You could go either way, but it's so like this like individual. And because he talks about everybody being an individual, and then he talks about how much the war on drugs and the prison system has
right.
People of color and marginalized groups.
Right. So like.
So it's like this weird like he doesn't understand what he's even saying himself. It's really trippy.
Right. Because like it's fine to believe in individualism in that way, but you have to realize that that sort of society does not exist, and you know where we live today. So like you have to have some sort of analysis that people don't think like that, and you can try to move towards that. But you can't deny that it exists.
Yeah, you can't deny that shit. All right, let's play Yes All Men. This is by Sam and Bill. They're fucking hilarious. So this is called Yes All Men.
There comes a time when you gotta stand strong. Raise up. Take your brother by the hand. There comes a time when you gotta sing a song. You're the few, you're the proud, the straight white man. I'm a straight white man through dark and stormy weather. I'm a straight white man. And we gotta stick together. I'm a straight white man, and if you tell me Black Lives Matter, you gotta say mine does too. I'm a straight white man, and I'm not used to being not specialer than you. I'm a straight white. Ooh, look at the children, specifically the straight white males. Are they gonna grow up in a world that allows them to fail? Failure builds character, but who needs character when you're a straight white male? Straight white man, the only voice of reason. You're a straight white man, equality is treason. I'm a straight white man, and if I act like a really nice guy, then you owe me your attention and time. And I'd never ever say you have to sleep with me, but if you don't, then you're a bitch.
You're a bitch.
The dictionary definition of racism, an out of context quote by MLK. Statistics say the white man.
Yeah, the misplaced MLK quote, that's totally like what Ron Paul did. It's like MLK and we have multiple times MLK and Rosa. I love Rosa Parks. Like, what the fuck? He sounds like one of these people who's like, oh yeah, like I'm not racist because I fucked a black guy once.
Yeah.
Like, it's like ridiculous. Anyway, let's keep it.
All the victims.
Save the white man.
It was satire. Stop taking it so personally.
So personally.
Straight white man, my opinion matters most. Straight white man, only we can bust the ghosts. I'm a straight white man, and according to the history books we wrote, we are the best. I'm a straight white man, and the world consists of just us and all the rest.
Look, if I'm such a racist, then why am I always banging Spanish bitches?
White privilege? How about black privilege? I can't even sing all my favorite hip-hops without skipping the N-words. Political correctness is out of control.
Black Spider-Man ruined my childhood. Comics are supposed to be a safe space for me. Cuck.
I believe women should be equal. I just also hate them. Here's a picture of my dick. Namaste.
Yes, all men. Yes, all men.
Say it again now. Ladies, shut up!
Yes,
all men! Yes, all men! Now,
I'm a straight white man.
Yeah, so that is by Sam and Bill, the Yes All Men. That is like, y'all gotta check out the video. Because like, man, like, I love what he's saying. Like,
that was really, that was really hot. But yeah. You know, I'm straight. I believe in family
I'm
and everything.
Straight.
So
I don't mean it that way.
I'm
a straight white man. Like,
But you know, they say like the people who win write the history books, but maybe they win because they're the best. And like,
yeah, maybe the West is the best.
Exactly.
Maybe we should all become Proud Boys.
Exactly. And like, look. Straight white men gave us everything we have today.
Straight women gave us everything. Like,
they created
everything. They built everything, man. And like when he was thinking, save the white man, like that, like it just.
If
like,
the white man goes, we don't have anything left.
If the white man goes, we don't have anything left.
There's gonna be no culture left and no civilization.
And no culture, because you know white people created everything about culture. And like, if they didn't, like they take it from you and they make it that.
They make
much
it better.
They make it better.
Bigly better.
Bigly better. Bigly better.
Believe me.
You know what? Like, we should all just become Proud Boys. Because, like, the Proud Boys believe that women are just becoming men. And, like, women are just, they think they're men. And they're, like, so confused. And it's, like, really breaks my heart. Because, like, I'll see these chicks in, like, a pantsuit. And I'm like, I know you just want to wear, like, some lingerie for me, bitch.
Yeah, who am I supposed to date? Like,
who am I supposed to date?
They're all men.
They're all, like, they're all men.
I don't know what to do.
They're all men. Yes, they're all men.
My self-esteem is destroyed.
And myself, what am I, should I, you know, because like Gavin McGinnis always says that like women would be happier as housewives. And like, I hate how people talk shit about
Privatized women.
Privatized women. I mean, let me start that hashtag, man.
Get on Twitter.
Privatize. But yeah, I mean... I'm a libertarian. And
I'm a libertarian too.
I'm a libertarian. My name's Tuke Edelow and I'm a libertarian. And you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. And tonight there's gonna be a Resistance Party fundraiser for those anti-fa fuckers who protested the all holy Donald Trump. But it's America, and you should really do whatever you want. So let's raise money for those people and those anti-colonialists. Like, I don't even know. Like, come on,
let's help them with capitalism.
Let's help them with capitalism. Let's teach them a lesson. But we got performances by Octavia Leona Koner, Prince Akeem, Caribou Vague, and Henry Black. And it's hosted by Tuke Edelow. Yo, I hate that commie bitch. She just talks about anarcho-communism. Like, that just sounds insane. Like, you can't have communism without the fucking state. And I'm against the state.
Yeah, and it's... We should start an anti-communist anti-fa. What do you think?
An anti-communist anti-fa?
Fascism is socialism.
That's called the Proud Boys, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We should... Yeah, yo. This is what the Proud Boys are about. This is what the Proud Boys are about.
You know what the Republicans are socialist?
Tell me about how the Republicans are socialist.
Well,
please.
They believe in... Like, they believe in taxes, and that's socialism.
I I mean, but they believe in less taxes, don't they?
But it's still socialism.
Yeah, but taxes, I mean, but...
A little socialist is still a socialist, and that leads to Marxism, and it leads to, like, Joseph Stalin.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly.
Pack your bags.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
If we had unregulated capitalism, that wouldn't have happened.
Yo, like, I appreciate that this ad played on YouTube because the free market. We should be able to advertise all the time, anytime. Like, you should just be able to, like, go into a YouTube video and, like, edit it on your own to put an ad in the middle.
Five ads in a row. It'll be better because people will
invest in it. Ads everywhere. Like, you should be able to have ads everywhere. So here. Let's play this song. This is about what the Proud Boys are about. It's a very deep song for me. Here we go.
Is this the Aladdin
thing? No, I keep playing the fucking... No, we're not playing that shit. We're going to play... And we're gonna play this song that the Proud Boys are all about. This is a very moving song. I think it'll break your heart, too.
Are you ready for today's lesson?
Yes, Peter!
And listen to your teacher. Repeat after me. I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school. At least not this one that teaches you to be like a socialist.
Just to learn to be a parrot. And recite a silly rule.
And recite a silly rule.
If growing up means it would be beneath my dignity to climb a tree.
Cut them all down because, you know, free market. What's like bit progress? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we have to put factories there.
Exactly.
Not me.
Not me.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
The environment is anti-capitalist, and that means it's socialist.
The environment's socialist.
And we can't have socialism.
And the serious expression.
In the middle of July.
In the middle of July.
And if
environmentalism is Marxist.
To shoulder burdens with
you care about the environment?
I'll never grow up.
Wasn't Joseph Stalin the one that created environmentalism?
I'm sure he did.
Or was it George Soros?
Probably George Soros.
Not me.
So very there. Like modern bullshit thing. It's not
never
even real. Like it wasn't in the Bible, so it's not real.
I won't.
Yeah.
Like to see somebody try and make
might have been Obama.
Hillary Clinton.
Turn into a man.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Grow up.
They're both the spawn of the Rothschild.
Yeah, and you know that like Hillary and Obama came from the Soviet Union and they promised Stalin on his deathbed that they would come to America and make this into a communist country? That's actually what happened.
Wait. What?
So Obama and Hillary Clinton, they actually come from the Soviet Union and they were raised in an underground bunker to teach them to be communists from birth and hate America. And they promised Joseph Stalin on his deathbed that they would come to America and make this into a communist country and destroy capitalism.
Yo, that's like so real. Like we should write history books about this and like yo, let's
we have to expose it.
Let's like kind of take like a book from those commies, like little handbooks, and like go around and like make zines and shit. Like make zines about that.
Awful things that ever were. I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up. No, sir.
Not me.
So there.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I will never even try.
I will never even try.
I will do what Peter tells me.
I will do what Peter tells me.
And I'll never ask him why.
And I'll never ask him why.
We won't grow up.
We will never grow a day.
We will never grow a day.
And if someone tries to make us.
And if someone tries to make us.
We will simply run away.
We will simply run away.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
No, I promise that I won't.
No, I promise that I won't.
I will stay a boy forever.
Yeah, that's what the Proud Boys are about.
This should be like the national anthem.
I know, really.
And Neverland will always be the home of youth and joy and liberty.
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 Liberty. Rock ball, rock ball. Gary Johnson, Liberty.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me. No, sir. No.
Yeah, so that should pretty much be the Proud Boy theme song. But this is really the Proud Boy theme song. Did you know that the Proud Boys don't jack off? Did you know that? The Proud Boys don't jack off. The Proud Boys... But do you know about this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know about this whole thing, yeah.
The Proud Boys don't jack off, but they, like, they think that, like...
I think they're allowed, like, some amount a month and nothing over that.
No, like somebody I know really well was at like a concert like in Texas, and some guy was trying to tell his friend that he shouldn't jack off, and then they asked them because that I'm like a Proud Boy researcher. I know more about the Proud Boys than a lot of people probably. And if you don't know, the Proud Boys are this weird like alt-right gang that's like based on like being not ashamed of your masculinity and the West
Western
is the best.
Chauvinist.
And they're like against Antifa because quote unquote Antifa is violent, but they're actually like kind of violent. But they
not
don't
kind of. I mean, they're
yeah. But they're super violent. But
they're
like,
about initiating violence.
But they think that's like pushing forward. Like they think that they need to like not jack off so they can save it for the battlefield, which is like pretty gay.
Yeah.
Because
no,
like,
even the name Proud Boys,
it's really gay.
That their name is based on a song from Aladdin.
It's based on like their anger at a song from Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proud of your boy. Yeah.
Proud. We're going to play it in a minute. But, it's so funny. They don't jack off if they want to please their women. And that to me, and they always like want to rant about how women would be happier as housewives. But it's like, okay, but you don't jack off, which sounds like a 1950s housewife.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah. They have this thing that like every member has to have like sex with a woman a certain amount of times.
Really? I don't know about this. Explain this to me.
No. So like they have. Okay, here's the funny part, and I mean, it's ridiculous, but, so, like, they have to, like, ejaculate within a certain amount of feet, like, near a woman per month. It's, like, a certain amount of time per month that they have to keep this up. So you could technically not even have sex, you just have to, like.
So you have to jack off in a girl's bathroom or something?
You can, like, jack off near a woman, and it's like, okay, I got my quota.
I think that might be their trolling.
Because I read that in part of their rules, where they were talking on
Reddit. It started off as a troll.
This all started off as 4chan trolling. That's why some of these rules are so ridiculous.
That's so confusing. But I do know that some of them don't jack off. Like, for real.
Yeah,
they don't
jack off. That's a rule of theirs.
And
for a group of self-described libertarians that are for the non-aggression principle, we don't initiate force. They seem to like to actually initiate violence a lot.
They seem to like to initiate violence, and it's like
all
almost
this stuff
like
is so
and they talk about like exactly. They talk about wanting to be like women should be housewives, but they're acting a lot like a 1950s housewife. So it's like, no, actually, dude, you kind of want to be a I kind of like want to like talk to Gavin McInnes and be like, baby, you could be a housewife. Like, you could be. You're pretty. Anyway, so this is the song that they say that they're against, but it actually sounds like they're kind of pro it based on the way that they talk.
Alexa.
Okay, now they're gonna. But by the way, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the last episode of the season. That's why we're kind of making it really silly and weird and trippy. My name's Tuke Edel. I'm here with Christian. This is the episode. Is the world pretty much over? So should we just, or can the world even be saved? Should we just become libertarians? And if you like Radio for Brooklyn, if you like Freeform Radio, you can go to patreon.com/Radio Free Brooklyn. You can donate to us. And this is season two, the end of season two for What Would Save the World. But we're going into, or this is the end of season four for Radio Free Brooklyn. So here is Proud of Your Boy.
Do it.
I actually kind of like the song as a musical theater freak. Maybe if it's
proud
a cuff.
Proud of your boy. I'll make you proud of your boy. Believe me, bad as I've been, ma, you're in for a pleasant surprise. I've wasted time, I've wasted me. So say I'm slow for my age, a late bloomer. Okay, I agree that I've been
one rotten kid. Wait, we gotta find out. I love how he says rotten kid. It's really funny.
And I've been one rotten kid. And I've been one rotten kid. And I've been one rotten kid. Some sun, some pride, and some joy. But I'll get over these lousing up, messing up, screwing up times. You'll see my
now comes the better part.
Someone's gonna make good cross his stupid heart. Make good and finally make you proud of
And here comes classic musical little dance part.
Tell me that I've been a louse and a loafer. You won't get a fight
laughing
here, no
Laughing because I'm thinking
man.
Of them listening to this
Say I'm a
from their perspective of what's going through their head, and it's just really ridiculous.
They think that
I get
like,
why they named themselves.
They think it's like... They think it's like apologetic.
For exactly. I was just gonna say that they were upset that he's apologizing for being a boy.
And something I was thinking about is how like soon. It's about how like boys are like costumed as children to be heroes, firefighters, police, yeah. police, FDP, fuck the police. But still, they're considered heroes mainstream.
By society,
but yeah. Superheroes. Girls are given baby dolls right away.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're conditioned to be mothers so quickly. It's like really fucked up.
Here's the interesting thing. Men can also become fathers, so why can't they also play with dolls and like
exactly.
nurture that side of themselves too? Because they have to take care of kids if they choose that. So like...
Yeah, it's like, and that's what's really contradictory about this Proud Boy stuff. They're like, oh, we want to be real men. And they also are like, oh, we want to take care of our families and, like, please our wives. So it's like, why would they hate this song?
Exactly.
That's what's so weird about it. And they're like, why wouldn't you want men to want to take care
exactly.
of you?
Exactly.
I'm like, it's like that's not for me. It's like, oh, and then some guy, I got, like, in this whole debate with him, and he was like, blah, 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 blah. You'd be happier as a housewife. And I was like, no, actually. I tried a monogamous relationship. It was very confusing. I lost myself. And when the relationship ended, I ended up in a psych ward because mm-hmm. I didn't have an individual personality
yeah.
anymore. So if it's like, so no, that doesn't work for everybody. If you or anyone else, if you or anybody else like want to be, if anybody listening, if you want to be a housewife and like a guy who does all the work and da-da-da-da, that sounds fine to me, but like don't try to push it on other people.
Exactly.
And it's like, and that's like the fucked up part where we get into like the argument with people who
yeah,
are like anti-trans. They're like, well, don't try to push your cis whatever on me. It's like nobody's pushing that on you. Like nobody's telling you what you have. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah,
like,
don't
oh,
try to push your queerness on me.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, but, don't tell me what pronouns I have to call you. It's like that's where it gets like that's
nobody's telling you what you have to call yourself.
You have to call you, but it's also like. When people complain about having to call trans people by the pronouns that the trans person wants
someone
to be called.
Someone could throw that back at you very easily.
Yeah, but it's also like it's stupid because it's like, oh, you can't tell me what to do with my family. And then it's like, okay, well,
I'm
now
gonna tell
you
what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Man,
for a group
hypocrite.
Of self-described individualists, they don't even follow that principle.
They don't follow that principle.
Like individualists.
They're busy napping.
Yeah,
everybody
no.
should just nap.
Seriously, what they want to do is they want respect and not to give it to other people. That's what it is. And, like, if you're actually an individualist, you would think, okay, I live the way I want and they live the way I want and it's a mutual respect because it's my life and that's their life. These people are like, oh, no, I don't want to hear anything or see anything that I don't understand and I don't want to learn to understand it.
Yeah.
So I just want you to respect me. That's not even individualism.
See me. Feel me. Touch me.
But you go in the corner.
Feel me. So wait, I really want to play this. There's this thing called Upper West. It's like these rappers called I Won't Grow Up. I'm like dying to know what this is. Are they going to rap over it?
It
is actually fascinating. It's called Upper West. Are they going to rap? How long is this? It's 3:26. We have like a minute and a half. I hope. These guys look really funny. Wait, look at these guys.
Oh, there it goes.
I don't ever want to grow up, even if money show up and the music gonna blow up. So what? Yeah, I will be young forever, man. Fly away with Peter Pan, highway to Neverland. I'm up late with Letterman, no bedtime.
We're gonna let this play. We're gonna let this play us out. But you've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name's Tu Gettalo. I'm here with Christian Valencia.
Yep.
Oh, I should be whatever.
Whatever, doesn't matter.
Whatever, we're talking shit. This is actually like, I'm sorry, Upper West. I really don't dig this. I don't even understand.
This is something that the Proud Boys do. Yeah, look what I have, like, on my phone. I'm not racist. I like rap.
These kids are like, might be part something. They look a little white.
It's just so silly.
See, we're
though,
racist
like...
against white people. Okay. Oh, wait, this is over. Our episode.